Good morning. Look down. Try under your desk. There we are. Hello. What am I doing? Did you miss the memo? Did you miss it? Too stressed to read everything? See, that's precisely why I'm here. You're aware of our new CEO, correct? Well, she has some innovative ideas for driving workplace efficiency, particularly for senior management. No, there's nothing bad about this. I understand your branch is actually one of the top earners, but there's always room for improvement, isn't there? Now, I'm sure you already know this, but men make better decisions after they experience a sexual release. That's right. Post-nut clarity. And by ensuring all male managers achieve release promptly and effectively, we achieve better decision-making, reduce distractions, and eliminate stress. So, I'll be down here sucking you off whenever you get hard. Yes, I'll be spending work days under your desk. Really, it's not a bad job. The pay's great and the benefits are fantastic. Most of the time, I'll just be lounging down here. It's actually quite cozy, like a pillow fort. Yes, that's why your desk is so big. There's even a mini bar. Oh, no, you can't have any. We don't need you working bust. But let's get started, shall we? I'm guessing you need my services already. I know how mornings are for guys, and I'll bet this conversation didn't help. In the future, I'll be taking care of you while you work. But for our first time working together, I need your undivided attention. That's so I can see how you react, so I know how to better service you. Is that okay? Good. Don't worry, your emails can wait. I'm going to unzip you now, same as I do whenever you sit in your chair, and we'll just keep your cock out when I'm finished so I can monitor you throughout the day. You just don't forget to zip up before you go to lunch. I'll try to remind you. That bulge in your boxer says it's time to get started. And let me pull your cock out. Oh, wow. That's a gorgeous cock. God, this job just keeps getting better. Oh, okay. Now try to relax. I know you're nervous, and that's okay. But I'm only here to make you feel good. You don't have to impress me or make this last or anything else. Just feel what I'm doing to you and let your body react naturally. Now take a deep breath. Are you ready? Okay. We're going to take this slow. All right. I'll just kiss up your shaft. And run my tongue a bit. I don't think I ever tasted such delicious pre-cum. And now lean back and let me take care of you. How does my mouth feel? Stay relaxed. And there's no pressure here. Just feel my mouth for you. And don't try to fight it. Let the pleasure build. You like will not twist my hand around your shaft? Or how my tongue flicks that spot under your head. Easy. Easy. There's no pressure. I'm gonna suck you whenever you need it. Whenever you're in that chair. This cock is my responsibility. You don't have to worry about anything. Are you about to come? That's okay. I know how much you need this. And do you want me to speed up? Or do you want me to slow down? Oh, yes, we can make this last. But remember, you can come whenever you want. Now, you might find the first few days a little hard. Knowing that I'm down here, eagerly waiting to suck you again, you'll just randomly get hard and know that at any moment, you'll feel my mouth softly closing around you. Or maybe I'll just lick up your shaft. Or kiss that special spot under your head. Or just breathe on it. So we can both savor the anticipation. And of course, thoughts like that won't make you any softer. And that's all okay. Don't try to fight it. It's my job to take care of you. And you don't have to even think about it. Whenever you need me, I'll be here. Oh, somebody's coming. Don't worry, I'll be discreet. Oh, was that your secretary? Can I ask you something? And do you think she's pretty? You know, we met when I first came in, and I told her why I'm here. And honestly, I think she was fascinated by the idea. Maybe she can join me down here. There's plenty of room. How would you like the two of us taking turns on your cot? Or even together. Imagine that, suddenly feeling two warm mouths slowly closing on the sides of your shaft. I'm sure we could manage it. Like I said, your branch is really hitting those numbers. You want to come? All that talk about your secretary really set you off, didn't it? Okay. Just remember to stay relaxed. Don't force anything. Let it happen naturally. Remember, I'm here to take care of you. Try to hide those moans. Let your secretary hear what she's missing. And when you're ready, come for me. That. Can't put the words together, can you? That's okay. Let me just clean you off. And just let yourself recover. And when you're ready, you can get back to reading those emails. And if your mind should happen to wander, you started thinking about how good it felt to come in my warm mouth. Well, I'll be right here, ready and waiting to take care of you. And there we are. You're gonna have a wonderful day, baby. I'll make sure of it.